Listen up, team. Swimming is often the most intimidating leg of the triathlon, but let's be clear. It is absolutely critical to your overall race success. You might not win the race in the water, but you can certainly lose it there. So, what's the real goal here? It isn't raw speed. It's efficiency. It's conserving energy, so you have something left in the tank for the bike and the run. To get there, we need a structured progression. We're moving from foundational pool work to simulated open water conditions, and we're going to focus heavily on technical precision, mental readiness, and having the right gear. Let's start with the pool. This is your laboratory. This is where you master stroke efficiency and breathing mechanics. I see too many athletes sabotage their own performance by holding their breath underwater. That leads to dangerous carbon dioxide buildup and early fatigue. Instead, I want you to exhale continuously through your nose and mouth while you're submerged. Just take a relaxed, controlled sip of air as your body rolls to the side. And we're going to work on bilateral breathing. It balances your stroke, builds symmetry, and prepares you for those unpredictable open water waves. We're going to refine your technique with specific, purposeful drills. Fingertip drag to lock in that high elbow recovery. Swimming with clenched fists so you actually feel forearm propulsion. The catch-up drill to maximize your stroke length. And the zipper drill to sharpen your body rotation. Keep your sessions tight. 45 to 60 minutes. Warm-up technique drills, a focused main interval set, and a cool-down. Remember, quality always beats quantity. Endless, mindless laps will not get you faster. Focused, high-intensity intervals will. How do we track progress? We're tracking stroke count per lap, not just pace. If your stroke count stays consistent or goes down, your efficiency is improving. If it climbs, your form is breaking down. Keep a simple training log. Note your stroke count, your pace, and your perceived effort. That data will show you the patterns and tell you exactly what adjustments to make. Now, let's talk about transitioning to open water. Pool perfection does not guarantee open water success. You have to simulate race conditions. You need to adapt to choppy water, crowded fields, and the complete absence of lane lines. We'll do this by training in colder morning water, swimming with partners to create artificial turbulence, and pulling out lane ropes to force straight-line swimming without visual cues. Sighting is non-negotiable. We're drilling the Tarzan swim to get your head up, and crocodile eyes to lift just your eyes above the surface. These build the neck and back strength you need to navigate without sacrificing your speed. We'll also run the blind swimming drill to identify your natural drift patterns so you can make precise course corrections. And we'll do the no walls drill, turning at the bottom marker without touching the wall, to simulate that open water disorientation. When you translate pool workouts to the open water, you're converting distance-based sets to time-based or stroke count intervals. For anything over 200 yards, add 5 to 10 seconds to your pool pace to account for the lack of walls. For shorter efforts, just multiply your stroke count across the pool to estimate your distance. Race day brings chaos, and we need specific drills to prepare you for it. We're running hypoxic breathing drills. Swim 50 meters breathing every third, fifth, and seventh stroke. This teaches oxygen management and kills panic before it starts. For buoy turns, we're mastering the rudder turn, using your inside arm to steer. And for the advanced athletes, the corkscrew turn, flipping onto your back for a single stroke before snapping back to front crawl. Race starts require dedicated practice. If you're doing a beach start, rehearse running into knee-deep water, executing a clean dolphin dive, and swimming hard for 30 seconds. We're using the pick-it-up and diamond drills to practice accelerating and shifting positions within a pack. This is essential for passing competitors. Mentally and physically, you need to train in varying weather and water types. Get used to cold water shock, currents, and chop. Swim in crowded practices. Learn to stay calm and maintain your rhythm even when you're making contact with other athletes. Strategy matters at the start line. Position yourself on the opposite side of the first turn to avoid getting squeezed at the buoys. And here's a crucial cue for the transition. Increase your kick rate during the final 100 meters of the swim. This redistributes blood flow to your legs and dramatically reduces that wobbly leg sensation when you hit the transition area. Practice taking off your cap and wetsuit while moving. Every second counts. Let's talk gear and safety. Proper equipment is vital for both performance and your well-being. Wetsuits are generally required when water temperatures drop below 76 degrees. Triathlon-specific suits give you thicker neoprene in the legs for buoyancy and thinner material around the shoulders for unrestricted shoulder movement. Fit is paramount. It needs to be snug, but it cannot restrict your breathing or cause chafing. Your goggles should have wide, curved lenses to maximize peripheral vision so you can spot buoys and avoid collisions. Again, fit trumps features. They must create a vacuum seal without painful pressure on your eye sockets. For safety, high visibility gear like tow floats and neon swim caps are essential, especially in shared waterways. Water quality is a critical safety factor. Always check local health department reports for contaminants like E. coli, enterococci, and blue-green algae, particularly after heavy rainfall. And respect the temperature limits. While 50 to 68 degrees is ideal for practice, never spend more than a few minutes in water below 41 degrees. The risk of hypothermia is severe and real. Here are your critical takeaways. Mastering the triathlon swim requires a methodical, disciplined approach. Build a solid foundation in the pool. Focus on continuous exhalation, bilateral breathing, and efficiency-focused drills. Transition to open water by simulating race conditions, practicing your sighting and navigation, and converting your distance sets to time or stroke count intervals. Prepare for race day by rehearsing your starts, mastering buoy turns, and getting comfortable in crowds. Increase your kick rate at the end to ease that transition to the bike. Finally, prioritize safety and performance. Invest in properly fitted wetsuits and goggles, and always verify water quality and temperature before you hit the water. Remember this: consistent, focused practice transforms the swim from a source of anxiety into a massive strategic advantage. Now, let's get to work.